Okay, Samach Zayin Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Ha'ubar v'hayabam v'ha'erusim v'achiresh u'ben tesh shani v'yom achab sulim v'lo ma'achilim. Okay, that seems very simple, right? But this is going to take a while to explain all these cases. What do we have here? There's two things about all these people. I wanted to read all the way till there, so we're going to start from the back and go backwards, the end. The main thing we're going to say about these people is, number one, posulin, and number two, emachilin. So organize on the chart for you. Now, there's two issues here. Number one, if a bat kohen marries Yisrael in this kind of situation, okay, we'll see, or if she's married to Yisrael, then he's posel otah, okay, posulin, okay? I'm saying married, but we're going to see, not necessarily married, could be engaged, we're going to see each case. But let's put it this way, not necessarily married, if the relationship is between a bat kohen and Yisrael in this kind of situation, then he is posel otah, he forbids her from, let's say, going back to her father's house to eat truma. And if it's a bat Yisrael and a kohen, then he's lo ma'achilin. In other words, we're going to see that truma here is chamor on both ends in these cases. Number one, it can't allow you to go back to your father's house to eat truma. And number two, if you're a bat Yisrael in a relationship with a kohen, it's not going to allow you to eat truma. That's the lo ma'achilin. Okay, everybody follow the lashon? Poslin, she can't. Right, she can't go back to her father's house and eat truma. It's poselota from a matzav that she should, in theory, be able to. And lo machilin is they don't allow her to eat truma. Right, they don't have the potential. Normally, a kohen has the potential to bring a bat Yisrael and say, "You can eat truma because you're married to me." In this kind of situation, she's not allowed to eat truma. So that's what we're going to see about all these cases. Number one, the poselin. Number two, the lo machilin. Okay, one is the ubar that we already learned about last class, right? You have an ubar, the husband dies, she's pregnant, right? So now again, if she's a bat kohen who's married to Yisrael, so because she's pregnant, she can't go back to her father's house. And if she's a bat Yisrael married to a kohen and he dies and she's pregnant, that doesn't allow her because she doesn't have children yet, right? So we're going to see this all in the Gemara. This Gemara is going to explain each case, okay? Maybe we'll just jump and read it inside these first few cases, okay? So we'll jump like this. It'll make more sense instead of them repeating everything. So skip to the Gemara for a second. Ha'ubar. E bat kohen li Yisrael hi, if she's a bat kohen marrying Yisrael, pasila, why? Kinu ureha, pralim uber. We saw at the end of last class, because it says, v'shava el beit avia, kinu ureha, she goes back to her father's house like she was when she was a child. That excludes, probably excludes the case of a muberet. Okay? E bat Yisrael li kohen hi, lo ma'achila, why? He can't feed her truma if she's pregnant with this baby, because yilod ma'achil, she'enu yilod enu ma'achil. That's what our whole sugi yesterday was based on, right? If you're born, you can have the potential to feed. If you're not born, you can't have the potential to feed. Yesterday, we took it to a bit of a different place, right? Yesterday, we took it to a place where there were a bunch of brothers and there was one fetus, right? And then what did we say? That he can't have the potential to feed the avadim, right? The avadim of Deitzom Barzom. But here we're talking about when he's the only one, the ubar, and therefore he doesn't have the potential to feed. Okay, next case, hayabam. Okay, so let's read this inside also in the Gemara. Iba Yisrael iba kohen li Yisrael hi pasila. Why? Because v'shava el beit avia prat l'shomeret yabam. She falls to yibum. She's a bat kohen who's married to Yisrael. He dies. They have no kids. What happens to this guy? Right? This woman, she's a shomeret yabam now, okay? And now, while she's waiting, she can't go back to her father's house because, right? Lo ma'achila. Because pasila, because v'shava el beit avia, right? And she can't go back to her father's house right now because she has to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. She's still connected to her husband's family, who's a Yisrael family, so she can't. Iba Yisrael l'kohen hi, maybe you would say, okay, but the flip side, what's the case? She was married to a kohen. She was eating truma. Now she's a shomer yabam to a kohen. She should still be allowed to eat truma, but no. Lo ma'achila why? Kinyan kaspo amar rachmana. V'ha kinyan da'achivu. Her zika to him. This is obviously only before he marries her. Once he marries her, what's the situation? Then she's kiyish tol l'chol davar. So obviously she can eat truma at that point. But while she's just a shomer yabam, we have this issue that it's kinyan kaspo, and right now she's kinyan of his brother and not his own kinyan. Okay? So therefore, shomer yabam can't eat truma also in both directions. Why is it weird?
Because she doesn't even need a new ketubah when she's...
So she's still connected with the old ketubah. So I think what we're seeing here, my you know, I spoke to this to Ani about this at the after class yesterday. What I think is going on here is that truma is very chamor. We don't want anyone eating truma who is there's any sort of doubt about it. Okay, that's really our issue here. We're being machmir on both sides, right? That's what's happening in all these cases. We're giving both perspectives, right? This side and that side, and we're machmir from all directions. And I think it's really because truma is very serious avera to eat truma when you're not supposed to eat truma. And I think because of that, they created all these, right? If you're not 100%, we're not going to let you eat it because it was right. Kodesh. And they wanted to treat it as so such and be strict about it.
There isn't even a kinyan kas, but there's only a kinyan of bia.
Say that again, what?
With the yibum. Only kinyan bia.
Uh-huh.
So there can't even big be kinyan kas folks.
Like, oh, so what's kinyan kas folks? That's interesting,
weird.
Right. I see. But they're just saying, when they say the pasuk kinyan kaspo, they're saying anything that you own, and he doesn't yet own, in other words, he doesn't have ownership over her. Number one, they're not yet married. The zika isn't strong enough. We saw this also before, right? The zika is not so strong. In other words, who's to say which brother? And she doesn't have a real connection to any one of them yet, right? She's not acquired by them yet. And also, if you are going to say there's zika, the zika only comes through from somebody else and not from you, one of these brothers themselves. It comes through from the dead brother. And that's why she doesn't really technically belong to any one of them. So you have to belong to someone to be able to eat truma. Truma is a privilege, right? And she doesn't have that privilege because she doesn't belong to anyone right now. It's true she's stuck to them, right? She's got zika, but she doesn't belong to anyone. Okay, v'ha erusin. What's the case of erusin? This we saw before. Okay, ibat kohen li Yisrael hi pasila deha kanya behavaya. Okay, if he already acquired her, so if it's to a bat Yisrael, then he acquires her already by kiddushin, by erusin, and therefore she already can't eat truma. Vi bat Yisrael la kohen hi lo ma'achila mishum deula. Do you remember there was Ula who said there were two reasons we gave? Here they're only giving one of them, that maybe they'll give her some food in her father's house, and then since she's really living in her father's house from the time of Erusin, so it's technically speaking, yes, she's acquired by the Kohen, she should be allowed to eat truma. However, we say that no, you can't, because maybe you'll bring food back to your parents' house, and then someone accidentally will eat from your plate, and then they'll eat truma. And then we saw a second reason there. The second reason, do you remember? I was called like Simphone or something. They were worried that they'll break the engagement. And then she'll have ended up eating truma really for no reason, right? And then it would have been usher for her. Okay. V'hacheresh. So now what's the story? She marries someone who's deaf. Now what did we say about someone who's deaf? The kiddushin is only midorabanan. Okay? It's not a d'oraita kiddushin. Midoraita, they're not technically married. So ibat kohen li Yisrael, who if it's a Yisrael who's the cheresh, pasila de kakanya bitakanta derabanan, because midorabanan she's kanoi to him, so midorabanan she loses her rights to truma. Vi bat Yisrael le kohen hi, right? If she's a bat Yisrael who's marrying in other words, she's acquired by him enough to get her out of the case of truma. And if it's a bat Yisrael to a kohen hi, loma achil, because kinyan kaspo amar rachmana ahai la bar kinyanu. We can't acquire things midoraita. And therefore, she's not considered his kinyan kaspo midoraita, and therefore can't eat truma. Okay. Now, we're going to keep reading in the Mishnah, okay? We read all these cases in the Gemara first, just so we'd understand them. Now we're going to have a few things I'm not going to explain yet. We'll explain them when we get to the Gemara. I'll finish through the Mishnah, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Okay, jumping a little. Safek shehu ben tesha shanim v'yom achad. Safek she'eno. What if it's a case where it's a suffix, whether he's 9 in a day or not. Now, we don't yet know what the Gemara is going to talk, what the Mishnah means here. Rashi already says here the Gemara Mefarish, so we'll read this in the Gemara in a minute. Safek ben shtei sa'arok, safek hevi shtei sa'arok, safek shelo hevi. This is talking about the Erusin case. What if she gets engaged to someone who is a suffix, whether he's a gadol or not, right? If you're under the age of 13 or haven't yet shown shtei sa'arok, then what happens? Your kinyan is not a good kinyan. So what if we don't know if Hivi Shtei Sarod or not? We don't know if he's a gadol. So these cases are the same as the cases we saw before. They're also poslim velo ma'achivin. Okay, we'll see these again in the Gemara. Nafal habayir alav ve'al bat achiv. Let's say he is married to the daughter of his brother. Okay, he's married to his niece, which is allowed. Okay, he's married to his niece. And then a house falls on top of him, right? Wizard of Oz, the house falls on top of her, okay? Him and his wife, okay? Now, it depends. We saw this before, by the way. We saw this case. Who died first, Okay? Now, assuming he has another wife, okay? So there's a tzara in the picture. The one who died has another wife. The question is, does she have to do Yibam or not? And can she do Yibam? So now, what do we say? If he died first, then there's no mitzvah of Yibam because he... If he died first, then... Right. No, there's Yibam in any case. Assuming, by the way, obviously he has no kids. So he dies first, then what happens? She's still alive, right? Now, we have no idea what's the story, but the wife, the bat achiv, is still alive at the time, right? Now what happens? She falls to Yibam, to his brother. She's obviously forbidden to the brother because she's his daughter, okay, right? There's the husband and wife, right?
There's no other brother.
And then, right, the assumption is there's no other brother. So here's the brother, right? And she's his daughter, okay? Let's try to, right? It's not so clear, but she's the daughter, okay? So now she falls to Yibam in the few seconds before she dies under this this collapse of the house. She falls to Yibam to the brother, in which case she is poter the tzara, right? Now the tzara is exempt because this was an erva case. But if she dies first, then he dies without her being in the picture at all, in which case the tzara is chayevet in Yibam. So what do they say in this case? She does chalitza to be on the safe side, since we don't know. Okay. So now let's get back to where we were. Okay, the Bentesha Shanim, right? Now we have the first case we're going to deal with is first the Bentesha Shanim V'yomachad, and from there we're going to get to the suffix, Shu Bentesha Shanim V'yomachad. Okay? But first we have to establish what the real cases, and then we'll establish what the suffix cases. So Ben Tesha Shani. Okay, this was the last case before it said Posele below Machilin. Kasakadatach, first they thought that what is this talking about? Bishomeret Yabam. Now remember, what's the significance of 9? Remember we talked about a girl, her bia is good bia when she's age of 3 and a day. So for a boy, what?
Yeah, no, but when
That's in a particular case of being when the parents, and there's two issues. There's number one, what age are you ra'oi for bia? And number two, at what age are you ra'oi to do a kinyan? So clearly, no one can do a kinyan until they're considered a gadol or a gadola, right? Which is at the age of 12 or 13 with shtei sarot, okay? So that's the age of kinyan, of acquiring someone. But at the age of 9 and a day, right, 9 plus one day, let's say, at the age of 9 and a day for a male, that's an age where his bi'ah is considered a good bi'ah. So we're going to see what's the relevance, okay? He can't have a kinyan, but he can do real bi'ah. For the girl, we had seen it was 3, but we're not talking about her in this situation. Okay, so now what's going to be the situation? So what did they think? First, they thought it's b'shomeret yabam. I assume they thought it was b'shomeret yabam because that's where the relevance of bia is. Because remember, Yibum is done with bia. So if his bia is a good bia, then at age of 9, already he's ra'oi l'bia. So if she's a shomer yabam for someone of that age, okay, so that's what they thought. Lebentesha, so then they say, wait, but lebentesha shanim v'yom echad l'mai, it doesn't make any sense, though. Because ilam mitzal, if you're going to say he's posel otah for truma, right, she's shomer yabam to someone who's 9 in a day, katan ilam mifsal, katan nami mifsal pasul. Even a katan, if you fall to yibum, even to a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, who's a Yisrael, that's already going to pasul you from eating truma. In other words, just falling to yibum to someone, right, means you can't eat truma. Okay? In other words, why? Because, that's the issue, you can't go back to your father's home if you still have a connection to this family. Whether he's ra'oi l'bia or not ra'oi l'bia, it's irrelevant. So that doesn't make any sense to say that. And if la chule, if it means ma'achilin, right, that someone who's 9 can't be ma'achil otah b'truma, meaning if she falls to yibum, she was married to a kohen, right? Then the kohen dies, and she falls to yibum to his brother. If his brother's 9, then she can eat. Then the point is telling you, well, she can't eat truma; he can't be ma'achil otah. Well, gadol nami lo ma'achil. We already learned that a shomeret yabam, even if he's a gadol, he can't be ma'achil otah until he marries her. So what do you see here? The 9 in a day is not a relevant halacha for a shomeret yabam. So it can't be that that's what it's talking about. Because this 9, right, doesn't make a difference. If it's one way, the katan's even going to be a problem. If it's the other way, then the gadol's going to be a problem. So it doesn't make any sense. So Amar Abai. So now we're going to have two possible answers. One is Abai, one is Rabbah. Okay, I put this all in the chart. Then we're going to see, you can see here, right, the structure from the chart. Abai is going to say something, Rabbah's going to have a question on him. Rabbah's going to say something, and there's going to be a question on him, and then we're going to answer up the question on Rabbah. Okay. Amrabai, Hachabi Aban Ben Tesha Shanim V'Yom Echad Haba'al Yivim Toaz Kinan. We're talking about someone who actually did Yibum, okay? He fulfills the mitzvah of Yibum, he sleeps with her. And now, what's the issue here? Demida Oraita Kanyale, okay? Mida Oraita, this is a good kinyan, because he's Ra'oi Lebi'ah, he's nine, okay? Because he can potentially have sex, and therefore, since he has sex with her, already he fulfills the mitzvah of Yibum. Salka Da'ata Hamina, so you might have thought, therefore, because Yibum is a good Yibum, right? Then what would you have thought? She can eat Truma then, right? Harei Kish Chol Lechol Davar Lamadnu, right? Maybe, right? You would have thought she's allowed to eat truma. Kamash malan, this comes to teach us what? Asu bi'at ben tesha shanim b'yom echad kima'amar b'gadol. That what? A bi'ah of a nine-year-old, since he's not a gadol yet, okay? So mida oraita, he did bi'ah. His bi'ah is a good bi'ah. But since he's not old enough to actually acquire someone, okay, he can't do a real kinyan, the rabbi said, we're going to consider his bi'ah like ma'amar. Okay? So bi'ah of a nine-year-old is like ma'amar for a gadol. Okay? And therefore, what happens when you do ma'amar? She can't eat truma. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Okay? Okay, so now Amar le Rava Yachi Seifa Deka. Okay, so he says now, but now you have a problem. Because the first case in the Mishnah said, Ben Tesha Shanim V'Yom Echad, right? The next case says, a Safek case of a Ben Tesha V'Yom Echad is the same halacha. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Then, Ihachi, Seifa Dekatani Safek Ben Tesha Shanim V'Yom Echad Safek She'eno, Hashta Vada Ben Tesha Loma Achil Safek Mibaya? If you're going to say that a Safek, a Vada Ben Tesha can't make her, help her eat truma. How can you even ask a question about Safek? Barusha Safek is not going to be able to allow her to eat truma. So it's an irrelevant line. Okay. So now they say so Rava has a different answer. Ela Amarava bebentesha shanim biyom echad dahanach psulim katane depasle bebiatan. What does this mean? There's all these people who are posel bebiatan. What does that mean? If you sleep with a mom's here, it's us. You sleep with a natin. All these people a kuti. Okay. It's posel for eating truma, okay? If you're a bat kohen and you sleep with any of these people, you can never eat truma again. Like, you've defiled your family and you can now no longer eat truma, okay? So that's what he says. The Sefek Ben Tesha, what's the issue? What do they have to find here with the Ben Tesha? We have to find something where bia is a relevant thing. So first we tried the Shomeret Yabam, right? And then we couldn't do the Shomeret Yabam, we tried Yibum. Yibum itself, because Yibum is Kone Bibia. So that's what we thought. Now we're going to find a different situation, since Rava didn't say that made no sense. He says, let's take a different situation. A situation where you are Ba'ala Pasul, okay? You marry, you sleep with one of these Pasulim. So that defiles you, basically. So now, what does it mean sleeping? Tesha Shanim V'Yom Echad will be the criterion, right? At that age already, your Bia is a good Bia, and therefore it's Pasul. You're Pasul now. So let's read this. So Ben Tesha Shanim B'Yom Echad Dehanach Psulim Katane Depas LeBibiyatan. All the psulim that are posel with having relations with them. Ukiditanya, like it says in a Braita, Ben Tesha Shanim B'Yom Echad. Okay, the Braita even says this explicitly. Ger Amoni Umoavi Mitzri Edomi Kuti Natin Chalal Umamzer Shebau Al Kohenet Leviyavi Yisraelit Psalua. Okay, any of these people who come on any one of these women. Now, why Yisraelite? What do you mean, Pasuli Yisraelite? Or Livia? They can't eat truma anyway? What's the point? If they in the future marry a Kohen, they won't be allowed to eat truma in their house, okay? Because they've defiled themselves. So now, we're going to ask a question. Vahami dekatane seifa, later on in this Mishnah, okay, not here, but we're going to see it, let's see what page, I think it's on, what's the next Mishnah? Samachtet, I think, yeah. Samachtet, okay. There, it's going to give a list of all the... Right there it says, here, we'll read it inside here. Im einan ru'uyin lavo b'Yisrael harei elu poslin. So what do you see? The psulim, all these people, all those people we listed, the psule chitun they're called, all those people are mentioned later on in the Mishnah, right? Which really means the next Mishnah for our purposes, okay? Meaning that it can't be that our Mishnah is relating to them here if it relates to them further on. Michal Dere Shalab Bipsuli Maskinan. It must be that this Ben Tesha isn't talking about that now, because it would have mentioned it in connection with that. So what do they answer? Resha Psule Kahal, Sefa Psule Kehuna. When it says the psulim, minam royun lavo b'Yisrael, there they mean psulei ki'una, and here they mean psulei kahal. Okay? Some people say that it's the opposite, which makes more sense, because it says, there it says, minam royun lavo b'Yisrael. It doesn't say, minam royun lavo b'ki'una. So some people have a flip girsa. But the point is that here it's talking about one type of psul, and there it's talking about a different type of psul. And that's how Rebbe answers his question. It's not a perfect answer. It's still somewhat difficult here. Okay, and then you'd have to say if here's psulei kahal, it's talking about anyone who marries, right? A psulei kahal, like a mamzer and a teen, all those people. If you say it's psulei kuna, then our Mishnah would only be talking about a bat kohen, right? Because it would have to. Oh no, it could be no. That's not true. It could be anyone. Either which way, it could be anyone who's not allowed to marry a kohen, right? Okay. Gufa. Now we're going to go into this issue of the Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Mitri, Ve'edomi, Kuti, Netin, Halal, Umamzer, Shabao, Al, Kohenet, Leviyavi, Yisraelit, Psalan. Okay? Any of these people who marry, right, who sleep with a Kohenet, Leviyavi, Yisraelit, is Posel Otam. Now we have two issues that they're Posel. Number one, they can't eat Truma. Okay? And number two, they now also can't marry a Kohen. Okay, if you sleep with a mamzer, that makes you forbidden to marry a kohen. Okay? Any of these things that you violate, you have two issues, and that's now we're going to try to find the makor for this. Okay? So now, they say, okay, that's the first de'ah, okay? Psalan. That's Tanakam. Rabbi Yossi Omer, we're going to get more into the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that looks similar. Okay, I'll already preface by saying they look very much the same. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to get into what's the difference between them. For today, we're going to focus mostly on Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol shezaro posel, posel. Kol she'ein zaro posel, eino posel. Only someone, if you were to have a child, and the child would be pasul to marry a Kohen, then you would be pasul to marry a Kohen. But if your child would be allowed to marry a Kohen, then you're allowed to marry a Kohen. Okay, we're going to get into this tomorrow. Rashbag Omer, Kol she'atan nosei bito, atan nosei almanuto. Again, this sounds very similar to Rabbi Yossi. What does it mean? If you can marry his daughter, if a Kohen can marry his daughter, then a Kohen can marry the woman who married this guy. In other words, what's the story? The guy has a psul, right? He's, let's say, a mamzer. It's the easiest case. He's a mamzer. So if you marry this mamzer, right? If your daughter, okay, right? The daughter that comes from this union, if your daughter would be allowed to marry a Kohen, then you're allowed to marry a Kohen. If your daughter's not allowed to marry a Kohen, then you wouldn't be allowed to marry a Kohen, which sounds very similar to Kol She'ein Zaro Pasul, Ein Pasul, so we're going to see tomorrow what the difference is. Okay, Minahane Mile. Now we want to know the source for the fact that marrying, okay, we're going to start here at the bottom of the sheet, and we're going to look through these psukim for a minute before we even start. What you want to know is, how do you know that sleeping with someone who's Pasul, one of these Pasulim, apostles you for marrying a Kohen and for eating Truma? Okay, that's going to be our question right now. So first we have to read the Psukim in Vayikra Kaf Bet. You're going to be very surprised by all the repetition here. Okay, and that's what we're going to darshan now. Yeah.
Michelle, can I ask a quick question? I'm trying to understand why all the situations in which a father would allow his daughter to marry a mamzer or a cheresh.
Who's to say the father? You're saying
like what I'm trying to understand,
that she can marry him without the father.
I guess what I was wondering, was this something that the rabbis were trying to do because they saw things happening in society that was bothering them, and this was a way to hopefully influence them to stop doing
it? It could be. It could be. Or it's just talking about, and it's a sore
intellectual exercise thing.
Right.
There wasn't a truma by the time they're doing this.
Right, but they're not just talking about Truma, they're talking about can you marry a Kohen.
Yeah,
that was relevant.
Part of it is, yeah.
But I think they're just talking about what does it mean, lo yavo b'kal Hashem, and what happened was, really, the Torah says the Kohen can't marry just a few people, right? But the rabbis kind of took it further, right? Like we talked about the Giyoret. The Giyoret's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. However, it's learned out, because they had this concept that the Kohenim were in a different place, and if you do something that defiles you, you know, that's lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, and then you marry this mamzer, you sleep with him, well, that is a right defiles you, and therefore you can't marry a Kohen. Whether it was happening or not is tough to say. I mean, I imagine there was mamzerut. There's mamzerut today. You know, mamzerut today is very complicated. You know, like we talked about, because people aren't necessarily getting divorced, you know, by Jewish law, and then they go marry someone they're not really married anymore. Right? It's not even because they're cheating, but it's because they don't have a get for some reason, or right? There could be all sorts of situations. So, you know, the Gemara even discusses all sorts of situations. I was teaching this sugya last night to the girls about where they use the Afkeinu case. And it's a case where the woman, what was the case that the woman, he canceled her get. And she didn't know that he canceled the get. And as he sends the get, she gets the get. But before it got to her, he cancels it. And then what happens? She ends up with kids that are mamzerim, not because she was trying, you know, because she was doing something wrong. So, you know, and then, I mean, in that case, some of the poskim say use afkeinu. You can uproot and annul the marriage. Say, because in that case, it was also because he wasn't allowed to cancel a get in that way. They made a takana that in a midoraita you cancel it, but the rabbis made a takana that you can't cancel a get in a way that the woman might not hear about it. And this was, and he did it against the takana. So they say, well, since he went against the takana, we can uproot this marriage. But then they, you know, then the Tosfot says, well, what about then you can use that to basically prevent znut, like prevent killing a woman. Remember we had the Bara Choto case? If he's married to his Bara Choto and he wants to protect her. So here was another case where they said, there we talked about zman in a get, that you need to put zman in a get, because otherwise he could basically give her a get and say, oh, the dad was from a long time ago, before she had sex with this other guy, and to protect her. So they say you could use afkeinu this way also. So then they say, well, there's a difference between using it to protect a zona and to protect a woman who wasn't doing anything wrong. So there was a recognition of the fact that sometimes there's mamzerut when the woman really didn't mean to get into a mamzerut situation, however there ends up being. So sometimes it's because to prevent from actually getting into the situation. Sometimes it's to prevent, you know, in other words, avoiding women from sleeping around when they're married. But sometimes it's just they get stuck in this situation and then what? But, you know, so I imagine these cases happened and they're dealing with real cases. Okay. So, Manan Emile. Oh, we were going to read the Pesukim. So let's start from Vayikra Perakaf Bet, Pesuk 10. Vishamura Mishmarti, Velo Yisu Alav Chet Umeitu Bo. So here we see why it's so serious, right? You can die from basically being mechalel the truma, okay? V'chol zar lo yochal kodesh, toshav kohen v'sachir lo yochal kodesh, v'kohen ki yekne nefesh, kinyan kaspohu, if he buys someone, like an eved, or maybe a wife, right? We talked about this, it's his wife also. V'yili beito hem yochlu b'lachmo, okay? They can all eat truma, okay? Ubat kohen ki tieli ish zar. Okay, here's our bat kohen. She goes to marry someone else. He betrumata kodeshim lo tochel. She can no longer eat truma. Ubat kohen ki tie almana ugrusha vizera enla. Okay, what if she's a bat kohen and she becomes an almana and she has no children? Vishava el bet avia kine ureha milecha mavia tochel. Okay, first of all, the word zar appears many times in this parsha, if you notice. Kol zar lo yochal bo appears twice, right? We see v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh is in yud. At the end of yud gimel, v'chol zar lo yochal bo. Okay? We see the ba kohen seems to be repeated, right? It says if she's with an ish zar, she can't eat truma. And if she doesn't have children, she goes back to her father's house. In theory, you could have inferred, if she goes back to her father's house and can eat truma, well, that means she can't eat truma otherwise, right? In other words, when she gets married. So there's a bunch of ambiguity here, an extra psukim, an extra OTO we're going to see, like maybe a letters extra. So we're going to learn all sorts of things from this. So first they say, okay, where do we learn this? Tesha shanim b'yom echad, gerom aniyam moabim, mitzri v'adomi, kuti, nitin, chalal, mamzer, shabal, kind of liyavi, yisraeli, psalan. Okay, if they marry any of these women, they're now psulim to eat truma and to marry a kohen. So let's skip down. Menahan emile. Okay, where do we learn this from? Amar Yehuda Marav, Amar Kra, Ubat kohen ki tiye li'ish zar. Okay, that's pasuk yubet. Okay, pasuk yubet comes to teach us. Kevan sheniv ala lepasul la psala. What does that mean? Since she slept with someone who's pasul to her, ki tia li'ish zar, it doesn't mean she marries someone who's not a kohen. It means she marries someone who she's pasul to marry. That's how they're darshaning it. Then she's pasul to the kohen, right? To eat truma, presumably. So now they say, what do you mean? How can you explain that pasuk to mean that? Hai mebayale dekama rachmana bat kohen de minza balazar lo techal. You need it for the pshat. You need to know that a bat kohen can't eat truma when she marries someone else. That's what this pasuk is telling you. Really, like an ishzar, a levi or Yisrael, right? So you need it for the pshat. You can't use it to darshan someone who's who, right? Someone who sleeps with someone who's pasula can't eat truma, because you need this pasuk for the pshat. Kitiyah ish sar. So now they say, no. Hahi, you can learn that from Mishav el beit avia kinu ram, ilecham avia tochel, nafka. You can learn that a woman can't eat truma if she marries a kohen, I'm sorry, a Levi or Yisrael, from the next pasuk, right? But the fact that she goes back to her father's house, it's obvious, right, that when she was married, she couldn't eat truma. From here we can infer from the beginning she couldn't have eaten truma. So then they say, wait, but what's the problem learning it from the Shabbal Beit Avia? Can you guys figure out what's the problem? How can you learn this alot aseh of eating truma? Because it's an aseh, right? Right? You would say, oh, but a lav that comes from Michlal Aseh is considered like an Aseh, right? And then you wouldn't get Malko for it, right? You wouldn't get punished. So therefore, Katav Rahmana Hai Lilav, okay? That's why you had to teach this. So now what are we left with? They want to learn Ubat Kohen Kitieli Ish Zar comes to teach you about if she sleeps with someone who's Pasul, it passes her for the Kahuna, right? She can't eat Truma. And now they say, no, that Pasuk is needed to teach you the Lav of a Bat Kohen can't eat Truma if she marries a Yisrael. Okay, or a Levi. So now they say no, because really the lav. Okay, again, the whole thing we want to use the pasuk Yubet to teach us that it's for the psulim, not for a basic case. So now they say, the basic case. Where do we learn a lav there? We learn it from the repetition of lav mi v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh nafka. Since it's repeated, remember I told you it says it twice: once in pasuk Yud and once in pasuk Yud Gimel. So one v'chol zar lo yochal bo is talking about a general, right? A regular Yisrael or Levi can't eat truma. But the second time it's mentioned is talking about that there's a lo taseh regarding this kohen, this bat kohen who marries a Yisrael. Okay, and therefore, what does that mean? Our pasuk is panoi. Okay, pasuk yudbet, ubat kohen kiti al yishzar, is still available. And if it's available, right, we can darshan it for our case. Now they say, no, hahumibai le legufe. What do you mean? Bechozo lo yochabo, you need it for itself to teach you chozo lo yochabo. So then they say, I kind of already said this, then they say, no, bechozar ktive. It says bechozar twice. Okay, sorry, tre bechozar ktive. Because it said twice, we don't need it for itself. So then they say, vaakate mibai le lekidu rabbi yosi rabbi chanina. But wait, okay, right now, what are we saying? Okay, let's just summarize very briefly. You can look at your chart also. We have, on the back, I put a chart, okay? Ubat kohen kiti el ishzar, what do we want to use it for? On the drasha that it says here, right? That a bilan pasul poselet ha'isha litchaten im kohenu le'achol b'truma, right? We want it for that. So then we say, b'chol zar lo yochal kodesh, what does that come to teach you? That a bat kohen who marries a zar can't eat it, right? And then we said, but wait, you need that really to learn about a regular czar? But then they say, no, it says it twice. So the first time, one time it says, b'chol czar, it's for a regular czar, right? A Yisrael can't eat truma or a Levi. The second time it says it is about a bat kohen. But now they say, but wait, but b'chol czar, we darshan out, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina darshans it for something else. If he darshans it for something else, what does that mean? It's not panoi to learn about the bat kohen. If it's not panoi to learn about the bat kohen, we have to learn the bat kohen from our pasuk, ubat kohen, right? And then it's not panoi to teach us our drasha. That's what we're up to right now. So what do they say? Da'amar Rabbi Yossi Barabbi Chanina, v'chol zar, what does that teach us? Zarut amarti lecha v'lo aninut. What does that mean? If you're a Kohen and you're an Onen, remember what Onen is? Onen is after somebody dies in your family, you have to be busy dealing with the maid until the burial. And if you're busy dealing with the maid, you're patur from mitzvot. So now, you might have thought, you can't eat truma if you're an Onen. But what does it say? B'chol zar. What does B'chol zar come to teach you? Who can't eat truma? B'chol zar can't eat truma. But an Onen can eat truma. If you're a Kohen, the whole Isser with truma is only for a stranger. If you're a Kohen, but you're an Onen, also, what did we learn about? Why would you have thought the connection? An Onen can't work in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? So maybe you would have thought, well, he also can't eat Truma. But the answer is no. It only comes to exclude Zarut and not Aninut.
Given that okay? He relies on it for food, it's the last time he needs to start thinking about those logistics.
Right, it's true. It would be very complicated if you started telling him, you know. So now, what's the point then? Chol Zar is not Panoi to teach us about the Bat Kohen. So, what do they say? No, this is a very typical, we've seen this a bunch of times.
Sorry, that connection to me seems remote.
To say Zar and not Aninut? Aninut,
yeah.
Why?
Because, so...
Again, you have to, you have to remember, I always say this when we do drashot. The drashot were just a way of remembering halachot. So they just want to connect it. They knew that a Zar, they had the halach in their, they had it in their mesoret, that a Zar is allowed to eat truma when he's an onen. So once it was in their mesoret, they just wanted to connect it to a pasuk. And the pasuk, and the only reason that it actually, to me, makes sense, because it keeps stressing, b'chol zar, the avera of eating truma at the wrong time is just for the wrong person, and not in the wrong time period. In other words, a kohen can basically always eat truma. That's what it's basically telling you. It's only a stranger who can't. But again, like if you have difficulty with it, local chacham shaneh, because they're just trying to find somewhere in the pasuk that they can, you know, you can remember this halacha. Okay, so now what do they say? To Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, min zar, v'chol zar nafka. The zar, right, it says, it could have said, zar lo yochal bo, right? What does it say? V'chol zar. So what does that mean? The v'chol he's darshening, not the word zar. The zar word can come to teach you about the bat kohen. And the v'chol comes to include that it's every single zar, meaning only zarim and not kohanim. Okay? And not kohanim or anin or an onin. Okay. So now they say, but still, we have another issue. Why? V'akate mibayile l'chiditanya kishehi chozeret l'truma ve'ena chozeret l'chazev v'shok. Okay, what does that mean? What does the kohen get to eat in his house? He gets to eat, right, the truma. He also gets to eat the chazev v'shok. Those are other matnot ki'una, they're called. So now, v'amar av chista amar avina bar rav shila, my cross, so wait, I didn't explain this. What does it mean, chozeret l'truma v'ena chozeret l'chazev v'shok? When she marries out, she marries a Yisrael, this bat kohen, and then she gets divorced or he dies, she goes back to her father's house, assuming, obviously, she has no children. She goes back to her father's house, she can eat truma, but she can't go back to eating chazev v'shok. Okay? The matnot kehuna she cannot eat. So now, where do they learn this from? Our pasuk, obviously, right? And then they're going to say, our pasuk is not panoi, it's not available to teach our drasha, because it's coming to teach the chazev v'shok exclusion. So where does Rav Chista Amar Ravina Bar Rav Shila learns it from here? Maikra, what's the pasuk we learn it from? Dichtiv, ubat kohen ki tiyeh le'ish zar, hi b'trumat ha-kodeshim lo tochel. What does that mean? Lo tochel b'mura min ha-kodeshim. She can't eat things that are taken from the kodeshim. What does that mean? What's mura min ha-kodeshim? Chazev v'shok. Why? They come from a kodesh, from a korban. And they're taken out of a, right? It's kodesh al kodesh, kielu, right? It was holy because it was a korban. And now the Yisrael was bringing the korban, right? Takes out the chazev v'shok, gives it to the kohen. So now it's a kodesh, right? It's mura min ha-kodeshim. So then they say, so that's learned out from this pasuk. So how can you learn our issue from the pasuk? So they say, that's very easy. What do you say? Im kein lichtov rachman lichtov kra hi b'kodeshim lo tochel. My betrumata kodeshim shma minatarte. The fact that it says trumata kodeshim comes to teach you two things. Number one, it teaches us this halacha about the kodeshim, about the chazev v'shok. And number two, it comes to teach you about truma. And what's the truma thing? That someone who sleeps with someone who's pasul, right? Pasul chitun. If she sleeps with him, she's pasul from the truma. So you split these words, trumata kodeshim, right? And you basically say one is truma and one is kodeshim, and there's two different halachot learned out in this pasuk. It's a little tricky, this drasha. Why? Because muram mina kodeshim is a play on words of the truma, right? Truma is muram. I think that's really the drasha, is a play on words already of the truma and kodeshim, but somehow they're okay with the fact that we're going to say we darshan two things from here. So then, what do they say? So, eshkech, okay, so now, so basically, what do we have now? We have our pasuk. It comes to teach you that if you sleep with someone who's pasul, you're pasul le truma, okay? But now they say, eshkechan kohenet. This pasuk, though, if we're going to learn it from here, it's all about a bat kohen. Right? But Liviyabi Israelit Minalan, where do we learn about a Liviyan Israelit? They're right, if they marry, let's say a Israelit gets married to a mamzer, okay, then they, or sleeps with a mamzer, and then they get divorced, and she wants to now marry a Kohen, how do we know that she can't eat Truma? So Kedam Rabbi Abba Amarav, Bat Ubat, okay, in a different place, Rabbi Abba says in the name of Rav that we can darshan Bat and Ubat. Now the fact that it says Ubat comes to teach you something else. So hachanami, in our case, we're going to say the same. Bat ubat. Okay, there it was on a different ubat. Okay, we're not going to get into that case right now because we don't have time. But in this case, what are we saying? Ubat comes to teach you. Look at the pasuk again, okay? Ubat kohen ki tieli ish zar. So from the extra vav, what do we learn? Ah, the vav includes more people. Okay, well, obviously, what are they going to say here? Kiman ki Rabbi Akiva didarish vavim. Rabbi Akiva had this approach, right? He was darshan vavim. He also darshaned all the etz b'torah. You remember that, right? Kabet et avicha ve'et imecha, right? And there's whole machloket there. So he was darshan vavim. But now they're going to say no. Afilu tema rabbanan. Even the chachamim who aren't dorish every vav, right? Every extra thing. They had a different tfisa. Kule afilu tema rabbanan. Kule ubat kra yeterahu. Okay, the whole word ubat is an extra word. Right? Why do they say that? Dehaktiv la'el ukoin ki yikne nefesh. Right. The whole v'yili beto umatze abatre v'kitiye li'ishzar. Right, it should have said, right, why is this koin ki yikne nefesh? Hinyan kaspo hu yochalbo? I guess it could have just said, ki tiye li'ishzar. Ah, because we know we're already talking about his wife, because it says so in the pasuk before. So it could have just said, ki tiye li'ishzar. It would have been obvious that that's what we're talking about. So now, they say, okay, until now, all we've learned about, so now we've established, either because you're darshan bavim, or you're darshan the whole word ubat. And what do you learn? That a Kohen, a Levi, a Kohen, a Henet, Leviya, Yisraelit, that marries or sleeps with someone who they are not allowed to, even if they're only 9 years old, right? That just sleeping with them apostles you from marrying a Kohen further down the road. I'm sorry, apostles you from, sorry, the opposite. Right now we've learned it apostles you only from Truma, because we darshaned it from all the psukim relating to Truma. So now we're going to ask, Eshechan le Truma. So far, okay, you've established that. But lekahuna minalan, but where do you learn that they can't marry a Kohen? So first they say, Atu leviyav Yisraeli, lo lekahunam rabinan lehu. Atu leviyav Yisraeli, lo lekahunam rabinan lehu. De'i le Truma, benot mechal Truma ninhu. First he says, this question can only be, what did we establish? A Levia, a Kohenet, a Levia, an Israeli can't eat Truma based on the fact, right? If they marry. But they're saying, what do you mean? They can never eat Truma anyway, the Levia, an Israeli. So obviously, when we included the Levia, an Israeli, it must have been for Psulechit, right? That they can't marry a Kohen because it couldn't be for Truma purposes because they don't ever eat Truma. Right? So then they say, what do you mean? Of course they could eat Truma. Alama lo, Mishkacha ladka achla b'shvil bina. If they were married to a Kohen, and they had children, then they can eat because of their children. So you do have a case of a Levia and a Yisraeli who could be married to a Kohen. Okay? Who could be eating Truma. So they say no. Bishvil Bina is a Kavachomer. You don't need a drasha for that because it's obvious that Bishvil Bina. So you wouldn't need a drasha for that. In which case, right? Once we include Levia and Yisraeli in the Truma Pasuk, then it would obviously mean that it doesn't mean for Truma, it means for marrying a Kohen because it can't be possibly teaching your Truma because we can learn that from elsewhere. How do we learn it? What's our Kavachomer? Uma Kohenet de Bikdusha Nafsha Achla Pasila. Okay, for Kohenet, who has kedusha, right? She's born into kahuna, right? She's got kedusha in her. And pasila, and she marries one of these guys and she can't eat truma. So leviyav yisraeli delo achla ela b'shvil b'na lo kol shekein, right? Because if we're going to say that if a bat kohen sleeps with a mom's ear, she can never go back to eating truma. That's when she inherently has kedusha and can inherently eat truma. And she can't. So obviously, if a Levia and Yisraelit are going to do it, right, it's only because of their son that they're allowed to eat Truma. Obviously, we're going to say they're not going to be allowed to eat Truma. And therefore, like I said, you don't need the drasha. But then they say, no, you definitely need a drasha. This kavachomer doesn't work. Why? Vihi hanotenet. You could say exactly the flip. This is interesting. Kohenet de kadish gufa pasila. Halo kadish gufa lo pasila. What does it mean to be psula? It means that you've been defiled. Okay? So if you're a bat kohen and you're born into this inherent kedusha, you sleep with a mamzer, you've now defiled yourself. You can never go back to eating truma. But if you're a Levia or a Yisraeli, you've done something wrong, but you haven't defiled yourself to the extent that a bat kohen has defiled herself. And therefore, if you have a son, your son, right, who was, you were married to a Kohen at some point, you have this son, that you can still be allowed to eat tshuva because you haven't done this defiling of yourself because you weren't at a high level enough to be defiled, right? It's like if you do something inappropriate, so it's bad. But if you're a politician who does it, right, like he's in the public eye and it's like 20 times worse. So that's what they're saying. The Bat Kohen is in a certain position of Kedusha. She starts with Kedusha, and therefore by sleeping with this monster, she's totally defiled herself. Can never go back to intro. But maybe someone else wouldn't, and therefore, where are we holding? You can't learn it with a kavachomer, and you need it from the pasuk. If you need it from the pasuk, then where are we left with? That you, from the pasuk, we learn that a kohenet, Leviya Yisraelit, are puzzled from eating truma, but it doesn't teach us yet that they're puzzled to marry a mamzer, or, right, that if they were to sleep with a mamzer, they're puzzled to marry a kohen. It only teaches you right now about truma. So now they're saying, Ela lekahuna kavachomer migrusha. We're going to learn that they can't marry a kohen from a grusha. This is where we're going to learn it. Why? Uma grusha shemuteret betruma asura lekahuna. If a grusha who is allowed to eat truma, this is very okay. The whole thing we learned, they can't eat truma. So now we're going to say, since they can't eat truma, they're obviously psula lekahuna. Why? Because if a grusha can eat truma and is asura lekahuna. Right, a grusha gets divorced, she goes back to her father's house, if she's a bat kohen, she can go back to eating truma. She's not defiled, so to speak. So if a grusha is mutar b'truma, and she's still asura l'kehuna, so zosh asura b'truma, eno din shepsula l'kehuna. Okay? So therefore, what do we say? That teaches you that they're psulim l'kehuna. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Now we're a little bit in the middle.